This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, that's right, 100 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. 100 days. We're keeping track, folks. We know how much oxygen it's consumed, how much economic damage, how much time away from families for our law enforcement officers, how much just total rampant lawlessness. And, of course, the Barack Obama administration is right in the middle of upending the rule of law in all of that over these last 100 days as well. We're here to keep tabs on that and what's happening in your town, across our state, and in our country on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank you, the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, Todd the Radio God, Mitchell holding down the fort right there at the mothership. Yeah, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. We have Ravate and the controls. We have Manny, of course, taking your calls. Happy Friday to all, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to start with the newsmaker this morning. We're going to end with hopefully some good we can do today on the program. Every year, for a lot of years, there has been wreaths placed at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. And they're falling a little short. They do this as part of a Wreaths Across America event. And an event is planned December 17th at the Veterans Cemetery. They don't have enough funding for a wreath at every tombstone, however. And we got to change that, so we'll tell you about that today. I'm going to tell you about an ELCA bishop, the ELCA presiding bishop, who is standing against private property rights and standing with the Standing Rock protesters, suggesting that they be helped economically and otherwise. I kid you not, folks. I have the statement. We'll share it with you. Also going to tell you about a story out of Washington State where a legislator there says, hey, it's time to call these illegal protests what they are, illegal. Create a new crime of economic terrorism that would allow felony prosecution of people involved in protests that block transportation and commerce, that damage property, that threaten jobs, that put public safety at risk. We're going to talk about that today on the program. And then a celebration of unity at Kent State I want to talk about today and talk a little bit about what exactly diversity is. So a couple of stories on my mind and, of course, welcome yours. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That newsmaker is Senator John Hoeven, who joins us now, making his way back to North Dakota. Senator, thanks for the time today. How are you?
God, good to be with you. And I got to tell you right at the outset, Manny's got a better radio voice than you do.
He does. I know. Manny's he's got the...
That is a deep, resonating baritone right there.
I'm very proud of it, too.
Yeah.
See? He's got the,
as you should be.
Yeah, it blows all of us away. There's no doubt about it.
Unbelievable.
That's why we take more calls on this program than any radio program in the Northern Plains, too. Number one, value our listeners in their opinion, but obviously they're calling to hear Manny's voice. They want to get on the program. So there you go, 800-228-0550. Give us a ring. We've not had a chance to catch up with you since the election a week and a couple of days ago. So I want first your reaction. I would imagine with all the frustration you had with an Obama administration, with all the legislation you carried, good common sense stuff that just died in the Senate, died for lack of a signature, you got to be fired up, jumping up and down, ready to get to work with a president that actually has some common sense on his side. Are you excited?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is an opportunity to get the change we need to get our country back on track. And, you know, you're right on. The very first bill we passed in this Congress, this two-year Congress, was my bill. It was Keystone XL. We passed it with 63 votes. We're actually missing one of our guys that day. We actually had 64 on board. Clear majority. Obama vetoes it, and of course we couldn't get to the 67. And you know, in light of what's going on with this Dakota Access Pipeline protest, I mean, that just shows, we need to be able to grow our economy, build this country, empower business, empower investment. And there's a clear example, and there's so many others. And right now with Dakota Access, where the administration is holding up the very things we should be doing to grow our economy and create jobs and move our country forward.
Now, on the Dakota Access Pipeline, my understanding, and you have told us, you know, as much in about the previous conversations with, you know, the Corps of Engineers, that this was sort of just get us through the election and then things will start moving again and that permit will get issued. And so a lot of people expected after the election that would happen. And instead, what happened was an announcement from the administration that they were going to again take a big stick in the eye of the rule of law and not do anything through the end of the year. What any explanation on why that happened?
My concern all along has been just what we've seen, and that's the Obama administration holding up the Corps on issuing that easement. The Corps needs to issue that easement. I've said that repeatedly. I've met not only with the Corps repeatedly, Secretary of the Army Darcy, with the Department of Justice. I've called the White House, met with Sally Jewell, Secretary of Interior, brought Julie Ellingson, the Executive Director for Stockman's out to talk directly to these people and telling them, you know, what's going on, and the hardship our farmers and ranchers in the region are facing, and we need to get this resolved. But all along, I've been worried about just what we're seeing, and that's the Obama administration delaying this thing. And, you know, so now the company's appealed to the court. I'm hopeful the court will allow them to go forward. We'll keep pushing, doing everything we can, also to get more help from law enforcement. Ultimately, obviously, it may the administration may drag it out, just like they have with Keystone, until we get the new administration. I hope not. We're going to keep fighting on it. But that's been Obama's approach.
Didn't the Corps believe that the permit would be approved right after the election?
It's going to get approved, Scott. Look, the company has complied with the law and the regulation. It is in an existing right-of-way that already has a transmission line and a natural gas pipeline. So this is an existing right-of-way which has been excavated before that has both traditional and renewable energy going through it. You know, infrastructure carry both traditional and renewable energy. Company can build a pipeline safely, not only to protect the tribe, but everybody downstream. There's many others downstream. And so it will be built in a way to protect everybody. So even if the administration continues to delay, as they are, this will the easement will be awarded either through the courts or the new administration. The courts have found in favor of the company, and I believe will continue to do so. So again, it's a delay tactic by Obama. That's what's going on.
So what's the delay tactic achieving? That's what I'm trying to get at here. The president himself said in an interview right before the election, "Hey, we're just going to let this play out." And that, to me, was about the most offensive thing I've ever heard the guy say, especially when I know what's happening to law enforcement. They're getting Molotov cocktails thrown at them. They're getting shots fired at them. They're in harm's way. This is costing the state a fortune, and he wants to let it play out. So if we believe it's ultimately going to be approved, and he knows that, if not for, you know, during his administration, if not by a court, then by the next administration, what is the delay for? What's their game? Do they want more economic harm for the company and the state? Well, what is their motive?
Well, first off, you're right. I mean, we appreciate our law enforcement so much and have to continue to help and support them. And that much of this protest has not been peaceful protest. And over 90% of that is done by people from outside the state of North Dakota. And as far as the administration, again, they're playing to the constituencies, which is, you know, the anti-fossil fuel group. And again, these are people coming from outside North Dakota. And so they'll delay this, but that's what they're doing. And again, it's about their, that constituency that's anti-fossil fuel.
I mentioned earlier we're going to talk about a proposal in Washington State, which, by the way, was mainly a result of what they see happening as part of the Dakota Access Pipeline and other examples of this, not necessarily for the Trump protest, but a...
Hey, Scott, let me throw one other thing in there, too, before you move on. Just, again, you know, this pipeline is about moving oil as safely as possible. This is about building a state-of-the-art pipeline to move it as safely as possible. All this oil is already moving. It's already moving. It's moving by truck, by rail, over bridges, and so forth. So it's crossing the river. So I just want to make that point about safety, too. But go ahead. Your point about the Washington State guy?
Yeah, so this is a Seattle Times story about this legislator. He's a state senator, Doug Erickson there. Said his proposal was not spurred by anti-Trump protests, but was aimed at punishing environmentalists, tribal activists, and others who have obstructed oil and coal trains, pipelines, and similar projects. It would make economic terrorism a Class C felony when protests aimed at causing economic disruption jeopardize public safety and property. It would also make organizations that sponsor or fund such protests liable for triple the economic damages caused. Good idea?
Well, I think anybody that commits acts of violence or breaks the law needs to be arrested and held accountable. And I said that from the start. We have people coming into our state that are breaking the law. They're trespassing. They're starting equipment on fire. They've intimidated people. They've committed acts of violence. We have laws right now on the books. They need to be arrested, and they need to face the full consequences of those laws. Are there?
Hang on, if you would, Senator. We'll finish on the other side of the break, and we'll let you catch your plane. More coming up on What's on Your Mind with Senator John Hoeven, and your calls, too. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Gavin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Stutzman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find out more about them. They have a great Facebook page. A lot of fun videos that I enjoy. Fun in that they're informational and also really bring you kind of a different perspective. So check those out at the North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page or their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 20 past the hour. Calls, questions, comments for Senator Hoeven are welcome at 800-228-0550. here for a couple more minutes on the program today, and then more of your calls throughout the program. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. So before the break, you were just finishing on the harsh penalties for this. Do we need stronger penalties? Is the idea of economic terrorism, eco-terrorism as a felony, does that make some sense?
Yeah, I'm certainly willing to look at what we can do in terms of the laws to make sure they're effective. You know, we respect the right of peaceful protest. But when people go beyond that, and that's what we've got going on, you know, we're a welcoming state, but we've got people coming in who are not respecting our laws and who are disrupting our way of life, intimidating, creating problems for our farmers and ranchers. Coming up in the Bismarck and Mandan community and so forth, you know, clearly people have to follow the law and they have to be held accountable. If there's more we can do to improve that, we should. Peaceful protest is just that, peaceful and respectful. And that's not what we're, that's not what's going on with this pipeline protest.
Jerry from Bismarck sends us a note here, says, these protesters have become more than a nuisance in our communities. In Burley and Morton counties. I'm in my mid-60s. I've never seen so much civil unrest across the nation since the anti-war protests of the 60s. I've had some of the, an opportunity to see some of these protesters, and it's like seeing a freak show in many cases. I doubt any of these people have ever held a meaningful job in their life, haven't contributed anything to our society other than complain and want to live off the backs of others. My wish would be that their evil socialist Muppet master, George Soros, be held financially accountable for all this unlawful civil unrest across America. If I was to join the anti-protesters group, my sign would read, many cities across America are missing their village idiots. Go home now. So Jerry's expressing, obviously, the frustration we hear from a lot of law-abiding citizens who just go about their lives, who really, in my mind, like you, have no problem with, people expressing their First Amendment rights and protesting in a lawful, peaceful way. But this has been anything but a but. This week alone, seeing law enforcement harassed again and their families harassed and their pictures taken and their information put out there. Same thing with the things put on railroad tracks and cars abandoned on railroad tracks with the Molotov cocktails again. Every week it's something new. Plans now to protest in Fargo at West Acres and Bismarck. Advertising for protesters saying, hey, if you prove you quit your job to protest this, we'll give you $1,000. A lot of people put this back on George Soros, who's done this in other countries, who has ties to groups that have come in and done this in Ferguson and other places. Is it time for Senate hearings, Senator Hoeven, to get to the bottom of who's behind this?
Well, I think with a new administration coming in, certainly with a new Congress, you know, this is something we have to look at, Scott. And you make an important point here. You know, we're dealing with this in North Dakota right now, but we're not the only ones. Look around the country. There's all kinds of protests for a variety of different reasons. And we are a country of the rule of law. We've got to have law and order. And that means I throughout that campaign, you heard me say it over and over again. We have to stand up for our law enforcement. We have to stand strong with law enforcement and our military so Americans feel safer at home and abroad. We are a country of the rule of law.
Question from Dave in Minot for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Dave.
Mr. Hoeven, it's an honor.
Thank you, Dave, for calling in. Appreciate it.
See, I have a question about the upcoming administration and obviously Supreme Court appointals. Mr. Trump has said, and I voted for him, because I hope he sticks to his word and doesn't do nothing. One of the things my concern is gay marriage and abortion. He has said about gay marriage that it was brought in front of the Supreme Court and he's not going to do anything about it. But about abortion, he said he wants to take it back to a states' rights vote. Why can't we do the same thing, which abortion was brought upon us by the Supreme Court, was not voted on by the people. The Supreme Court said it's legal. Same thing with gay marriage. Why can't we take both of these back to the people and let state by state vote on them?
Dave, a couple things. One is I think if you look at the list of people he's put forward, the types of people that he's likely to appoint to the Supreme Court, I think you are going to get strict constructionist, constitutional conservative, somebody who is going to enforce the law rather than make law. And again, if you go back to the founding fathers, their whole idea in the 10th Amendment was that all rights not expressly provided to the federal government are reserved to the states. And so that is the direction we have to go. We have to return power to the states. We've got a federal government that's too big, too overreaching, too intrusive. And so I think you're going to see with his appointments, he's going to try to have strict constructionists who enforce the Constitution, who enforce the law, and don't legislate from the bench and return.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you. Todd, another waiting. Go ahead. This one came during the break.
Ready for Romney's that, Todd? Being considered for Secretary of State. I'm just wondering if you've heard anything about that. I really, really hope that that is not true. I think that would be a horrible decision. Romney has been against Trump since the beginning, and I'm not even sure if he came around to like Trump. And like I said, I really, really hope that that is not true. I think that would be a huge mistake. Because Romney is as establishment as you can get. Thank you. Bye.
I actually took a different approach. I thought it was kind of a neat team of rival approach. I mean, obviously he's not in the post, but what do you think of the news that he's being considered, or B, if he ultimately were appointed? Good idea or bad?
Well, I think the speculation's kind of running a little fast. They're saying he's being considered for Secretary of State. That would surprise me. I think it's more a case where Trump is reaching out and talking to people. I think that's a good sign that he is actually reaching out to some of these folks who, you know, didn't support him and showing that he's going to build the best possible team that he can. You need a strong team around him, people that tell him what he needs to hear. But so I think he's going to, you know, he's going to meet with Mitt Romney, talk to him, get his input. Good for him. But I would be surprised to see Mitt in a Secretary of State or, frankly, in any of those cabinet positions. That would surprise me.
All right. We're real short on time. But, Troy, quick question. We'll get a quick answer from Senator Hovind for you. Go ahead.
How come the state legislature hasn't convened an emergency session to outlaw the covering of the face for these protesters? I'm surprised.
Yeah, good question. How about just in general? Do we need to have a stronger response for this kind of eco-terrorism that's going on in the state?
I think we need to make sure that we support law enforcement. That's why I've pushed EMAC. That's why I'm pushing the federal assistance, both funding and people. And if people break the law, they need to be arrested and held accountable. We had a rally this past weekend to support law enforcement. Yeah, we need to continue to do all we can to help law enforcement. And if people are peaceful, that's one thing. But beyond that, arrest them if they're breaking the law. And you know, obviously our citizens are very concerned about that. And we need to keep working at this just as hard as we can. We're welcome
right.
to the state.
Well,
we're state of law and order.
So call and tell us.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate the time today very much. Travel safely. Troy, thanks for the question. More on that on the other side of the break. And more of your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Friday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind, so lay it on me at 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number brought to you today by B-Mobile. Believe it or not, the holiday shopping season is here, folks. What's that mean? For some, it means long lines and huge crowds and scrambling for the best deal. Holiday shopping can be a full-contact sport sometimes. Well, how about letting this year be just a little bit different? You up with that? You down with that? B-Mobile, is that the hip term, Manny? It used to be down with that, so I just switched it up to if you're up with that. You know, is that okay, or am I making a fool of myself, as per usual? Manny knows he's the hip. He's our hip. Kind of a consultant around here. Todd and I, we don't really know the hip thing. Just it's left us by. Anyway, if you're up with that, B-Mobile invites you to have a rewarding holiday and shop without the chaos, because they have the Be Rewarded program for everyone. With special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and more. Join Be Rewarded and Be Mobile on November 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. That, by the way, is this Sunday. Okay? 6 to 8 p.m., their exclusive friends and family shopping event. To learn more and find a location near you, visit bemobile.com. You'll find a location near you because they're in Fargo and Bismarck and Minot and Grand Forks and Williston and Jamestown, Wappan and Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno. You know, so I'm kind of going east-west there. Just for you, Todd. Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, and Minnesota, too. Connect to Communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Thanks to Senator Hoeven for joining us on the program today. Appreciate our congressional delegation being regular participants. They're here when we ask them to be here, with the exception of Senator Heitkamp. I can't ask that. I will say this. Senator Heitkamp comes one time for every 50 requests. So we keep asking because we at least are getting a few times when we have the chance, but... the others, of course, Congressman Kramer every week. Now, what happens if he's Secretary of Energy, Todd? What are we going to do then? We can still do, talk radio town halls, but I bet we can't do it weekly. Where's Congressman Kramer today? Where's my schedule here? He is at this hour, not quite, meeting with the mayor of West Fargo, Rich Manor, at the West Fargo City Hall. And then he's over at NDSU Higher Education Day from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. today, the NDSU Alumni Center. Did you see this on his schedule for Monday? I can't wait to ask him about this next time he's on the program. Did you see this, Don? Congressman Kevin Cramer on Monday is touring Home Depot from 1 until 2:30.
I saw that. What is that about? Is it
I don't know. I want to get to the bottom of this, though, because I think what he's doing is actually shopping for Christmas and probably has some
economic stimulus package. Okay,
yeah.
Now we get it.
Exactly. They're you know, no votes in Congress, so either that or Home Depot is trying to schmooze the next Secretary of Energy. I don't know what's going on there. Something is a little smelly there. I don't know. Digging into that. And then he'll be at the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation District's annual meeting at the Ramkota on Tuesday. Wednesday, where will he be? Right here, by golly, on What's On Your Mind. Okay, back to the phones. I just want to say one thing about the last caller for Senator Hovind saying, should the legislature call a special session and make it illegal to wear a mask? I've heard a lot of discussion about that, and I think they'll do it. I don't think logistically it could happen in the middle of this, but I think everybody agrees that's a change that's necessary, and evidently it is illegal in other places, so it's just something we need to shore up in our law. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I want to we'll try and schedule this person, but the ELCA presiding bishop, where's my printout of that? A listener sent this on to us and said, were you aware, this just happened this week out of Chicago, the Reverend Elizabeth Eaton, presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, issued the following statement on Standing Rock. When we come together for worship, we often begin with confession and forgiveness. Using these words, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. Lutherans acknowledge that this is a broken world, and as part of it, even our best wisdom and efforts fall short. Very often, we face issues of extraordinary complexity in which all sides make reasoned arguments about for their reality. The current situation at Standing Rock in North Dakota is just such a case. The route of the Dakota Access Pipeline runs through contested land. By the way, when she says the current situation is just such a case, I don't know if she means of sin or of reasoned arguments for their reality on both sides. But that's the last time we hear anything on the side of the Dakota Access Pipeline side of this, which is commerce, which is energy infrastructure. We have millions of miles of pipeline in this country. Why in the world would a Lutheran church bishop stand against that? Unless they want the Buffalo Commons back, I don't know. But anyway, the route of the Dakota Access Pipeline runs through contested land, which the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe sees as their homeland and sacred places, including burial grounds. Well, first of all, it's not. She's perpetuating a myth here that this is on Indian land. It's not. It's on private property. Proponents of the DAPL see it as a combination of public and private property. Well, it is. When you say proponents of, that's what it is. You need to see the deed? Then she shifts to the pipeline will run under Lake Oahe, the primary water source for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. What we see is the tension between two peoples trying to share one land. We can also see the tension between our dependence on fossil fuels and the commitment this church has made to care for creation. Well, wait a minute here. Creation, the earth, produced the fossil fuels, right? The fuel is coming from what? The earth. That's part of the earth. So I have a hard time saying that somehow they're, you know, oil bad, earth good. Wait a minute. It's a product of, but I digress. I can't address this line by line. This past August, the churchwide assembly, she writes, passed a resolution repudiating the doctrine of discovery. In it, we pledge to practice accompaniment with native peoples. The doctrine declared that indigenous land was unoccupied as long as Christians were not present. Land deemed occupied was therefore discovered as if it had been previously unknown to humankind. I need a team of attorneys to unpack that. This doctrine was used as justification for European monarchies and later the U.S. government to take land from native people. Many of us in this church who are immigrants have benefited from the injustices done to the original inhabitants of this land, where we now live and worship. Yeah, thank you. Our church also includes American Indian and Alaskan Native people who have been on the receiving end of the injustices done. When we repudiated the doctrine of discovery, we Lutherans pledged to do better together in the future than we have in the past. Well, that's, I agree with that, right? We all ought to do better together in the future than we have in the past. And no doubt there's been injustices done. But you are suggesting, Madam Bishop, turning the rule of law on its head. On its head. Acknowledging the complexity of this issue and the limitations sin places on human decisions, I believe we are called as a church to support the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, to stand with the tribe as they seek justice, to encourage our congregations to pray for them, and to offer material support and to examine the racism inherent in our system that contributes to the current crisis. As promised in our resolution repudiating the doctrine of discovery, we will listen to tribal leaders and respect their wisdom. Which tribal leaders are you listening to? Because some are seen as utterly corrupt. And that includes the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council now. As we've heard from tribal elders and leaders, voices of reason. Madam Bishop, you're listening to one side. You're saying nothing about Molotov cocktails being thrown at law enforcement. You're saying nothing about shots being fired at law enforcement. You're seeing nothing about the unending attempts by law enforcement to have this not end in a confrontation, to be peaceful and prayerful, and something the lawless thugs have refused. You have taken a side of the lawless thugs and not made one mention, not one mention in your little statement on Standing Rock, standing with, you say, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which, by the way, is split on this as well. Mind you, the tribal council has said, Red Warrior Camp, leave. Leave.
I hope that wasn't just a symbolic vote, just a for-the-record vote that they didn't intend to act upon.
Whatever. They did it. And my point is this. The ELCA says nothing about law enforcement. Talks about offering material support so what, they can buy more Molotov cocktails? Goes on to suggest we examine the racism inherent in our system that contributes to the current crisis. There's nothing racist about what the Army Corps of Engineers of the Public Service Commission have done. Nor was it not racist when the Northern Border Pipeline was put on the same route. Nor was it racist when there were power lines put on the same route. She finishes, as promised in our resolution, repudiating the doctrine of discovery, we will listen to tribal leaders and respect their wisdom. We will lend our presence when invited, our advocacy when requested, the resources of our people when asked, in our prayers, friendship, and repentance at all times. Elizabeth Eaton of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, presiding bishop. What do you think of that, folks? What do you think of that? I realize this church has its issues. As, you know, once they decided to define marriage in a human way, rather than a godly way. In my mind, they took themselves in a direction that was away from a biblical, godly being and more of a secular one. So they've had issues since that, but this is, to me, beyond the pale. This is beyond the pale. Now you have a Lutheran church that is disregarding private property rights? What kind of America would that be? I don't know. I'm flabbergasted by that. That story has me upset today, and I want your take on it. I'm emboldened, however, as I mentioned by to Senator Hovind, that you have Senator Doug Erickson of Ferndale, Washington, doing something North Dakota's legislature needs to do, I believe, and that is allow for a felony prosecution when economic terrorism is used. Let's create a new crime of economic terrorism. That's what this is. Allowing felony prosecution of people involved in protests that block transportation and commerce and damage property and threaten jobs and do what they've done to the farmers and ranchers around the Dakota Access Pipeline site, Morton and Sioux counties. Come on. All right, you've got enough of my take. Andy and Mott, Andy and Standing Rock. John and Williston, you're up next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Yeah, these liberal protesters have a kind of funny, they're bullying us and all the other sissies and crybabies.
Yeah, some days I feel like a crybaby, to tell you the truth. You just feel helpless, but you have a point. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Great Christmas gift because we have the 4-for-1 deal right now. It is the 4-pack special for $99.98. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 travel pillows, a savings of $179. Don't buy them anywhere else other than here because this is the best deal you'll get anywhere. Now, you might say, yeah, but I saw them in a store and I could get 2 for, you know. Here's the deal. It's not the same pillow. It's a MyPillow pillow, but it's a different brand. They have the standard and the classic, very different than the premium. So if you want the full genius of Mike Lindell, you want the premium pillows and you want them from us at a great deal. Plus, we'll get you the best deal ever. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. And by the way, the money-back guarantee is now extended through March 1st. So there's no risk in this 10-year warranty on this thing. And money-back guarantee, sleep on it until the last day in February, and yeah, I'll send it back. No risk, none. 800-228-0550. Okay, Andy and Mott is next here. Go ahead, Andy. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. How you doing? I actually sent a message a couple days ago on your Facebook page, and nobody read it, so I figured I'd call in. I tried to catch while Senator Hoeven was there, or maybe you can discuss it with Congressman Kramer next time you talk to him. In Florida, they had a big phosphate spill. Not too long ago. Anyway, it came out that they had a law written that there was no disclosure from the phosphate mining industry, that they didn't have to tell anybody that they had a spill. And it was 3 weeks after the fact that the press finally got a hold of it and word got out. It came to light, and I'm not 100% sure if it's even true or not, but North Dakota has the same law, that the oil companies don't have to disclose when they've had an oil spill. Now, if the press finds out about it, that's, an entirely different thing. And considering the volatility of Standing Rock, wouldn't it be in our best interest, if it is a law, that there is, they don't have to disclose, that we would be better off to actually know if there was a spill or not anywhere in the state?
Well,
from my understanding.
Yeah, my understanding is we literally, if I spill a pop can of oil, you got to report it on some site. I mean, the threshold for reporting is very low in North Dakota, so we know every spill. I actually think that's a bad idea because you sort of become numb to it, and you ought to deal with ones that actually require some significant, cleanup and, remedy and everything else. But it's a full disclosure thing where every single one of them are put out there, from what I understand.
Well, if I'm correct, they have to let the government know, but the government doesn't have to let anybody know.
That's not true. Not in North Dakota.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that was my concern.
I don't believe that's accurate, Andy. There is a they put out press releases every time the smallest little spill comes out there. There is a there's a site where you can go and take a look at them. So Department of Health does that. Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate
that's
the
all
call. All right, very good. Thank you. Addy in Standing Rock, one of our star callers. Every time you call, we get calls after saying, Addy for president, just so you know.
Let me tell you, Scott, I can say with assurance that I can answer 91% of your frustrated, concerns, because there are two really credible organizations here on Standing Rock. One has been in existence since 82, and the other one probably about 15 years, the Oyate Advisory Council. And they are very credible. In fact, they wanted one of their agenda items, November 15th, is an emergency meeting. It states that they want a Chinupa ceremony, a reversal of the curse to the Chinupa ceremony of 2012. And this is very important because it plays directly into the destructive forces that your audience have been calling in. And we're in agreement with their concerns, and this has been discussed at three of their emergency meetings this month.
Wow.
And,
explain to me the significance of a pipe ceremony, that reverses something that happened.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Scott. Okay, the reversal of the Chinupa ceremony, the reversal of the curse, is to be held November the 26th at the Blue Gym in McLaughlin. What happened was, at the 2012 ceremony of the currently seated council, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a pipe ceremony was performed. And it has never happened in the history of Standing Rock's council. And so the traditionalists, you've got two groups here on Standing Rock, the traditionalists who really are opposed to what's happening right now. They need to be heard. And then, but anyway, the traditionalists with excitement says, oh my goodness, we're going back to the traditional way of governing. No money, compassion for the people, and all the moral values that our forefathers have taught us. We're going back to that because...
Patty, I want you to finish this, but just need to have you hang on because we're up against a hard break. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.